really wasn't trained to be a preacher, not very good at it, does something else for a living. Have you ever heard them call
him? Well, they call him a jackleg. Mm-hmm. And, of course, a lot of them don't want it now, but they used to call them parsons. They didn't want to be called a parson anymore. They didn't want to be called a preacher. They wanted to be called a doctor or a minister.
No.
That's what they want to be called.
Uh-huh. Well, can you have a jackleg anything else besides a preacher?
Oh, yeah. They'd be a jackleg plumber, jackleg carpenter,
uh-huh.
and jackleg doctor.
Uh-huh.
Just, that's one that... is my mother used to tell me kind of a ham scarum.
Well, what about, do you remember, you were talking about the Civil War a while ago. Have you ever heard that called anything else besides Civil War?
Well, that was the one thing is a war between the states, and of course then they used to call the northern people call them carpet beggars, and of course they call the southern people the Confederates, and well, I can't call it now, but anyway, they each one had a name for the other. It was just out there, and Yankees and Southern like that, just different.
Do you remember who was in charge, who was the commander of the Southern Army?
Well, I know who the general was General Lee, Robert E. Lee. And of course, there was one fellow that kind of had my name, was J.E.B. Stuart. He was killed by his own people. And, during the Revolutionary War, about Henry Pickens and Lee and all such as them there, you know. And
well, what about, have you ever seen this commercial on television, this old gentleman that advertises Kentucky Fried Chicken? What do they call him?
Oh, it's Colonel Sanders?
Or what about the man who's in charge of a ship? He'd be the...
Admiral?
Or the
captain, or some other name, I forget what to call it now, but anyway, I can't call it right now.
Or what do you call a person who goes off to college to study? You say he's a...
Well, I tell you, I've heard that, but I can't think of it. Anyway, he's just get on the end of my tongue, but I can't say it right now.
Maybe just a student?
Well, there's something else they call him besides that student, but I can't think right now what it was.
Well, what about, you know, the woman who does her boss's typing and filing and all that? She'd be a...
She's a... stenographer or office girl.
Or say you know a man who's on stage, he'd be an actor. What would you call a woman?
Actress.
Actress.
Yeah.
And our nationality, we're both...
Well, we're both, some would say Italian, some would say French, some would say Japanese, or some would say, well, there's two other things I'm trying to think.
But if you just live in a person who lives in the United States, you'd say he's an...
Well, he's an American. Mm-hmm. Or you say a Frenchman or an Englishman or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But this expression, say if somebody was waiting on you to get ready to go to town with him, and he might call.